Here's what I've learned about life now that I'm older, over 50. I'll make the time to be your friend if you're a doctor. Stock up on doctor friends. I'm telling you. You get to a certain age, every day something happens. The other day, I woke up with a sprained ankle. What happened? No, but what happened? I went to bed. I was fine. I was fine when I got in bed. You get older. As you get older, you need different friends. Like when you're a teenager, the one friend you need is the first kid who has a car. You got to buddy up to that kid, right? Yeah. And then you hit your 20s, new kid now. Usually a sketchy kid. He can get, you don't know how he gets stuff. You don't ask. All you know is all of a sudden he can get you tickets to REO Speedwagon. Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about. This table knows. That table knows. Yes, I'm sorry. I meant Coachella. Coachella tickets. I'm sorry. And then 30s. 30s and 40s. New friend. Lawyer. You have to lawyer up now. Yes. And then 50s to 70s, man. Doctors, doctors. And then here's the weird thing. In your 80s, back to the kid with the car. Yeah, full circle. Full circle. Yeah.
Summer, bringing back 60s memories, huh? 609 WRJN. I am Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on this April 22th. You know what that means? Happy Earth Day. Happy, happy Earth Day, everyone. Everybody says, well, how did it all begin? Well, Earth Day began back in 1969 at a UNESCO conference in San Francisco. Peace activist John McConnell proposed a day to honor the Earth and the concept of peace. Then, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson proposed the idea to hold a nationwide environmental teach-in on April 22, 1970. He hired a young activist named Dennis Hayes to be the national coordinator. Nelson and Hayes renamed the event Earth Day. Dennis and his staff grew the event beyond the original idea of a teach-in to include the entire United States. More than 20 million people poured out onto the streets, and the first Earth Day remains to this day the largest single-day protest in human history. Happy Earth Day. You know, I remember the teach-in. I was in high school in 1970. On April 22nd, 1970, we had a teach-in. That's, they used to call everything with an in, you know. I don't know why, but they did. It was a teach-in. All the classes for the day were held outside on the grounds. We had the football. You were on the football field or you were under the trees. But the entire, and we had a lot of kids in that school. In our class alone, there were 970. We had about three, wow, we had four grades, so, you know, almost 4,000 kids. And everything was held outdoors for the day. And it was a beautiful day, I remember. And we all brought our books out there and we learned about, you know, different things from the environment that day. Now, the environment back then wasn't like it is today where everybody recycles. And it wasn't like that. There was no such thing as recycling back in 1970. Never heard of that word before. So we learned all about that kind of stuff under the trees, outside. And then in the afternoon, we had speakers in the auditorium. I think that's how we got 4,000 kids outside. I think we took turns using the outdoors and going in to hear the speakers in the auditorium. But that was the first Earth Day, and we loved it. Then the next year, we did the same thing, and then it got, you know, winding down. People said, well, it's the same old thing every year. It's too bad because it was really good, and we learned a lot that day. And it was all due to a couple of people, including U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson from the state of Wisconsin. April 22nd, 1970. It's funny how that day has burned in my head. I just remember being outdoors under the trees with our books. And it was a beautiful day. And we just laid on the grass and the teacher was talking to us about the earth and, you know, all about, you know, taking care of it. It was really interesting. It was a good day. It was called a teach-in. So happy Earth Day to everybody. Now, that said, did you know it's 54 years old, obviously, 1970. A guy from Iowa named John McConnell came up with the idea, we told you, in 1969. So are you doing anything good for Earth Day today? Anything good for our planet? Well, it doesn't have to be a chore to do it. A recent survey asked people to name the top eco-friendly things they do to make them proud or spark some joy with the planet. Here are a couple of things that you can actually enjoy doing that don't really, you know, take a lot of effort. Recycling. It just is. Just, you know, rinsing things out and reusing them. That's as simple as that. You know, if you have a plastic cup at home, instead of, you know, using it once and throwing it out, you know, rinse it out and use it again. I do that at home all the time. We have those red Solo cups. I use it for a week before I have to toss it, you know, but I use it multiple times. I just don't throw it out. Turning off lights when you leave a room. Remembering to take reusable bags with you to the store. I have that in the car. We have, when I go to like a GFS or whatever, I have this big giant canvas bag and we put all our stuff in there. Flattening cardboard boxes, bringing a reusable water bottle with you to avoid using plastic, walking or biking somewhere instead of driving, avoiding single-use items in general, donating clothing or other items to someone else so they can use them again, eating the food you thought you bought at the store without wasting any food, and growing your own produce, or just herbs. If you don't have a backyard, you can grow herbs in your kitchen on the windowsill. My wife has two box gardens, and she grows her own vegetables during the summer. She doesn't have to buy them. She grows them. As a matter of fact, she's got some seedlings now under, because it was cold outside, she couldn't put them out. She's got some seedlings in the basement under grow lights. And she looked at them yesterday, and they're growing. We have these two giant grow lights in the basement that simulate sunlight. And they come on, you know, during the daytime, and they go off at night, you know, to simulate the outdoors. And the seedlings are growing with the grow light. Yeah, I bought them for her a couple of years ago. You can get them on Amazon. You go to a local gardening store, wherever, and just ask for grow lights, and you'll see what they are. And you can grow your stuff in the house with these grow lights because it simulates sunlight. So, happy Earth Day to everybody today. Take care of the planet. We only have one of those. God gave us one. And when it's gone, it's gone. So take care of it. This is interesting. The coffee chain Tim Hortons. Now, this is mainly in Canada. I think it's only in Canada. Tim Hortons accidentally sent out an email telling thousands of customers they'd won a $40,000 fishing boat. Now a bunch of angry Canadians are demanding their boats and threatening a class action lawsuit. Nearly 2,000 people are demanding those free boats. Now, it probably won't happen because in the fine print, Tim Hortons has the right to cancel, amend, or suspend the contest if there's any sort of error made. But they might get something, because this actually happened before, a year ago, to Tim Hortons, back in March of 2023. They told a bunch of people they won $10,000 cash. Each customer ended up with a $50 gift card for their troubles. What I don't get is, if this happened before, didn't they take any, you know, remedy situations to make sure it doesn't happen again? I guess not, because it happened again. And there they are. In medical news, a study found we're less likely to develop dementia later on in life if your job requires you to think a lot. Let's me out. Canada, New Zealand, and Australia have removed their 1 cent pieces from circulation, and they said maybe the U.S. should do it too. A penny costs about 3 times its value to make. You know, all the stores are going to start, you know, rounding things up if we get rid of the penny. Instead of being, you know, $1.99, they'll round it up to $2. You know they're not going to round it down, right? So, odd but true, do you think a U.S. president can win with 100% of the vote? Now, I know Putin does in Russia, but can a U.S. president do it, 100% of the vote? Well, it happened. In the second presidential election, both parties selected George Washington as their nominee. He won the election with 100% of the vote. I guess it can happen. A 69-year-old in Australia broke a world record by hitting 120 different bars in 24 hours. Now, he had to order a drink at each one and consume at least 4 ounces. Now, it didn't have to be alcoholic. He just had to have a drink, at least 4 ounces. I'm sure his mom would have been proud of him. Where did he find 120 different bars in 24 hours? The heck is he living? A family in Canada saw a recent study that found teaching rats to drive tiny cars makes them less stressed. We assume they're talking about the rats being less stressed, not the people. So they built some custom rides for their two pet rats and trained them to drive the cars. Videos are all over the Instagram picturing these rats driving. Now the question becomes, did they learn manual or do they have automatic transmissions? Alaska Airlines ranks number one on a new list of the best airlines, despite that minor thing of the door falling off. Remember that? SkyWest came in second, followed by Spirit. In last place, ranking 12, was Southwest. They used to be number one. So I guess that door falling off, you know, wasn't a big deal. Now, here's the thing. If Alaska came in number one with a door falling off the plane at 16,000 feet, how bad were the other airlines? We have 3 big acts coming to the State Fair, and in just a few minutes, we're going to let you choose which act you want a pair of tickets to. Yeah! 3 big acts coming to the Wisconsin State Fair in August, and we're going to let you select which one you want to go see. We'll give you a pair of tickets to the one you select. That's coming up in a few minutes. Plus, we're going to get an update from Sister Janet Weicker on their Earth Day event they had, the composting event this weekend. She's going to be here. And we've got Aaron and Lee from the Racine Astronomical Society. They've got a public day coming up where you will be allowed at no charge to look through that giant telescope at the Modine Benstead Observatory in Yorkville. Yeah, we'll talk about that at 7. It's all happening here at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 65. Right now it's sunny and beautiful, 42 degrees. least of the two. Bill Medley is the bassy voice. Bobby Hatfield is the higher voice in that group. He is in rock and roll heaven himself. You know, who knew if he sang when they sang that song, he was going to pass away at an early age. Bobby Hatfield found dead in his hotel room in Kalamazoo, Michigan, back on November 5th, 2003, shortly before he was due to perform at a concert with Bill Medley as the Righteous Brothers at Western Michigan University's Miller Auditorium. And he's in rock and roll heaven. We just lost another rock and roll star this past week, Dickie Betts. From the Allman Brothers Band, wrote songs like Ramblin' Man. He's in rock and roll heaven, too. It's a lot of people up there. And all the rock and rollers of the 60s and 70s are getting old now, so it's going to get bigger and bigger, unfortunately. Hey, happy Earth Day today, 623 WRJN Radio. Coming up in a moment, I'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. We'll let you choose the act you want to see. We have three acts to choose from. That's coming up in just a moment or two. Okay, be happy you have good neighbors. A 53-year-old guy in Iowa asked his neighbors to mow his lawn for him on a Saturday. And when they hadn't done it by Sunday, he set their house on fire. No one was hurt. He started the fire with gas he got from the lawnmower. I thank God every day I have wonderful neighbors on either side of me and across the street. I really do. I'm so lucky. We all get along just fine. We all talk to each other. We all, you know, have chats. You know, there's a guy across the street comes over to my walkway. We talk for about 20 minutes or so. My next door neighbor's one of my best friends, and a lady on the other side. Just wonderful. I am so lucky nobody set my house on fire because I didn't mow their lawn. Where would you rather be? At home or work? A study found people are actually more stressed out at home than they are at work. It's especially true for women. Getting out of the house for work made women even more relaxed than men. Science can show you how to take the best nap for your specific needs. For example, if you need to be more focused, take a 10 to 20 minute nap. If you need a complete restart, take a 90 minute nap, which puts you through a whole sleep cycle. And if you have no time for a nap, just resting your eyes for a few minutes is better than nothing. So when you want to take a 90-minute nap at work, just tell your boss you needed a complete restart. They'll understand, or she'll understand, right? I'm sure they will. You know, we had an owner here, the guy who fired me a couple of years ago. He said, if you ever need a restart, take a 10-minute nap. Just sit there in a chair, close your eyes for 10 minutes, and you get refurbished, I guess. Out of all the things I learned from that guy, that was it. Other than that, I didn't learn anything from him. That was it. That was good advice. You shouldn't have coffee right after you wake up in the morning. Uh-oh, too late, right? Because that's when your cortisol levels peak, and that makes caffeine less effective. You should wait till you get to work and then have coffee on the company time. Your cortisol levels will also peak between noon and 1 p.m. and between 5:30 and 6:30 p.m., so don't drink coffee at that time either. All right, so, you know, you live and learn. Okay, let's see what else we got here for you this morning. You know what? Is it time to do the giveaway? Let's see if we have time to do that giveaway right now. I guess we can do it now. All right, let's do that right now. We have three acts coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. We have the Brothers Osborne. They're coming on Sunday, August 4th. Known for their gritty vocals and electrifying guitar riffs. Get ready to rock out with this dynamic duo. With special guest star Sarah Evans is going to be there, too. And an unforgettable night of rock and country music with the Brothers Osborne and Sarah Evans. We also have tickets to see TLC, the iconic trio that brought us hits like No Scrubs and Waterfalls. They'll be taking the stage alongside the sensational Jordan Sparks. Whoa! That's coming up on Friday, August 2nd. And we also have funny man Charlie Behrens coming to the Wisconsin State Fair on Thursday, August 8th. For a night of uproarious comedy is Charlie Behrens, the hilarious voice between the Cripes cast right here on Civic Media. Shows why Wisconsin is raving as him as the favorite funny man of our state. All right, so here we go. We have three groups. We have three acts. We have TLC, and they're coming up on Friday, August 2nd. We have got the Brothers Osborne. Let me see. I got it here. Hold on a second. There we go. The Brothers Osborne, and that's coming up along with Sarah Evans on Sunday, August 4th. And Charlie Behrens, funny man, is going to be there on stage Thursday, August 8th. So, if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. And I'll let you pick. Do you want to go see TLC, the Brothers Osborne, or you want to see Charlie Behrens? You get to pick the act you want to go see at the Wisconsin State Fair coming up in August. 262-634-9756. Give a call. Phone lines are open right now. If you get through, you'll get a choice of tickets, which act you want to go see. All right. Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your first name?
Hello? Benjamin.
What's your first name?
Ben.
Say it again. I can hardly hear you.
Benjamin.
Oh, Benjamin. Okay. Benjamin, who do you want to go see at the Wisconsin State Fair?
Their brother, Oswald.
Brothers Osborne, you got it, Benjamin. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Stay right where you are. All right. Brothers Osborne, he wants to go see. And he's going to go see them. We got a pair of tickets for Benjamin at the Wisconsin State Fair. All right. Hey, let's check the weather forecast here. Increasing cloudiness with a high near 65 today. Let's see what we got for tonight. Cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 50, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 67. Right now, the sun is shining. It is a beautiful morning, 42 degrees. Don't forget, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be talking, getting an update from Sister Janet Weicker on their Earth Day event this past weekend. And at 7:06, Aaron Lawler and Lee Whitener are going to be here in studio. They're from the Racine Astronomical Society, and they have a public night coming up where you can look through that giant telescope at the Modine Benstead Observatory in Yorkville. They'll talk about that and more all straight ahead here. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
She'll just be standing a foot away looking at her phone, and I'll be like, hey, what time do we have to do that school thing? And she'll just be like, it's in the calendar. I'll be like, are you mad at me? No.
Song song's got 70s written all over it. Jigsaw, Sky High. I think that's from like 1975. Isn't that somewhere around there? Yeah, you get that, it's got that little shaft. Wah, 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 wah. This song, I love it. Wow. 637 WRJN Radio. Increasing cloudiness today with a high of 65. Cloudy chance of showers. Lows around 50 tonight. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 67. And right now, we've got sunshine. Beautiful morning. And it is 42 degrees. Time for a look at our news headlines. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center this morning, keeping an eye on everything for us. A leader in Racine is taking on another leadership role in Kenosha. Melissa Caprillion has been appointed as the executive director of the Kenosha County Food Bank. She already serves on the Racine City Council and the Racine County Board. A statement says in her new position, Caprillion will lead the operations of the food bank, serving as a central hub for donated food and a crucial supplier to various food pantries in the Kenosha area. The food bank shares its space with the Racine County Food Bank. The race to replace Onstad is on. Two candidates have entered the race to fill the 65th Assembly District seat. Longtime state representative Todd Onstad says he won't be running for re-election in November. Brian Gonzalez and Kyle Flood said they will be running, joining local businessman and educator Ben DeSchmidt in the contest. Gonzalez is a former Kenosha police officer and has run for Kenosha County Sheriff. Flood is a former Kenosha Unified School Board member and community organizer. New members will get sworn in to the Racine Unified Board tonight. Recently elected Grace Allen and Michael Bellagio will take their oaths of office in a meeting tonight. Allen is elected to serve a 3-year term representing District 4, with Bellagio elected to serve a one-year term representing District 8. Following the ceremony, the board will vote on new leadership, which will include the roles of president, vice president, treasurer, and clerk. Those are the stories we're looking at this morning. And by the way, Melissa Caprillion, we'll have her in here shortly, and she'll be telling us about her new role. That woman is a busy woman. She's on the county board. She is an alder in the city of Racine. Now she's taking on that role. Where does she find the time to come in our studios and talk to us? I'll never know. But we'll have... Well, I don't know if I call her supervisor, alder, or food person. Melissa Caprillion, she'll be in shortly. I'm sure we'll have her back in again in a week or so. Tell us about her new role. Thank you, Stuart J. Waddles, in our news center this morning, keeping an eye on everything. Stuart has news updates throughout the day today. And by the way, you can also check on the news on our website. From state and local news to sports and entertainment and weather, Civic Media's Daily News Roundup podcast gives you what you need to know in our community from Racine to Hayward. Our news team has you covered. Head over to WRJN.com. Find the banner at the top of the page to hear your Civic Media Local News Roundup podcast. You can check out the news at the top of the state, the middle of the state, the east, the west, and Racine and Kenosha. Just go to WRJN.com, WRJN.com. You can hear it and you can read it. At WRJN.com, Civic Media, we've got you covered. How do you like that? All right, it's 6:40 on this Earth Day. Happy Earth Day today. We're going to have Janet Weicker, Sister Janet Weicker, in here. Tell us about how the composting event went this weekend for Earth Day. According to a poll, these are the three strangest team-building activities companies have put people through. You ever do that team building? We did that here once years ago. We went out to this, I forget where we went. We went out somewhere for the day, and we had team-building activities. We even did that. I went to a business seminar, not a seminar, but a business course for 3 years. Former company here that owned the station sent me out there for 3 years in a row. And we did team building exercises. Now, these are the strangest ones, though. We didn't do any of these. Working to write a song about the company. Making 20 people run a 200-mile relay race across the state. And dropping the staff off in the wilderness and making them figure out how to get back. Do you remember the team-building exercise on the TV show The Office? They made people run over hot coals, and only Pam did it. We never did anything like that. We had to build stuff and come up with ideas, but we never did that kind of team-building exercise. Sounds like you need an ambulance standing by. They say having two breakfasts kick off your metabolism. It stops you from bringing the food in later in the day. It stops you from eating snacks in the morning and actually helps you lose weight in the long run. And drinking tequila helps you lose weight. Researchers found that the natural sugars in tequila help you feel fuller, lower your blood sugar, and help healthy bacteria grow in your body. I wonder how your boss would feel about that, bringing a tequila drink in the morning at work. I don't think that would fly. Something tells me that wouldn't work. According to a survey of 700 flight attendants, you're most likely to get a free upgrade to first class if you're well-dressed, if you're a man, if you're in your 30s, and you're traveling alone. But if that's not you, here are a few things that can boost your chances. Be polite. Be a frequent flyer. Pretending you have an injury. Telling them you're on your honeymoon. And traveling during non-peak hours. I'll tell you how I used to get the first class. We used to travel when I worked for a station in Milwaukee. Our program director, later station manager, he was in a wheelchair all his life. He was a paraplegic. And when we used to travel on business to the West Coast or wherever, it was kind of a cumbersome job to get him onto the plane because you had to transfer him to a very thin wheelchair so they can get him down the aisle. And we used to go to coach, and they used to say to us, would you feel more, first of all, it was easier to put him in first class. Would you feel more comfortable flying in first class? And he said, well, I'm traveling with him, pointing to me. They said, we'll put you both in first class. Okay, let's do it. So this happened on several occasions where we got bumped to first class because Bill was in his wheelchair, and it was easier than going through coach, and it's just easier. So we used to go to first class. So we came up with the brilliant idea of making him the corporate travel companion. If you had to go somewhere, bring Bill with you, and you got bumped to first class every time. Loved it. Only one time we didn't, because there was no first class on the airplane. So other than that, yeah, it was nice traveling with him. All right, summer's coming. You're not alone. A survey found 1 out of 3 of us haven't worn a bathing suit in public in at least 5 years. That would be me. 5% of us have never worn a bathing suit in public. It's been decades since I've worn a bathing suit in public. I don't think the public is ready for me wearing a bathing suit yet. I'm not sure that's gonna happen anytime soon. As long as there are teenagers, there will be high school movies. A website called The Ringer put together a list of the best high school movies. These were the top 10. Clueless from 1995. I never saw that movie. Superbad. I loved it. I went with my wife to go see it. 3 minutes into the movie, after the credits, she walked out. As a matter of fact, here's what she said to me. She said, I will pick you up with the other children at the end of the movie. Thank you. Mean Girls from 2004. It's getting a reboot, I think. It was made into a Broadway musical, too, I believe. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I can't believe I never saw that movie from 1986. Everybody raves about it. Lady Bird from 2017. The Breakfast Club. I just saw that a couple of years ago in the theater. They re-showed it. Now, I've seen it many, many times. That's a classic film for kids to watch, teenagers. The Breakfast Club. Love that movie. Dazed and Confused from 1993. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Kind of a raunchy movie with Sean Penn with the best role of his career as Mr. Spicoli. And Ray Walston, who was my favorite Martian on TV, playing Mr. Hand. Mr. Piccoli. That was a great movie. 10 Things I Hate About You. And Election, another good movie with Matthew Broderick and Reese Witherspoon. Election. Actually, I have that on DVD. I got to watch that again. That's from 1999. That's very good. Good movies there. If you're a student, even if you're an adult, they're good movies. If you want to remember your high school days. All right. Stay tuned. I got this. I have the secret to true happiness. You want that? All right, I'm going to give you. Turning off your cell phone at 10 p.m. at night. A study found that people who use their phones later than that are likely to have all sorts of problems, including loneliness, depression, and sleep issues. Turn off your cell phones at 10. I would make it 8 o'clock at night. Turn them off as soon as you can. What I do, though, I put my phone in the bedroom and put it on the charge mode and I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know about anything to do with that cell phone. At night. I want to relax. I don't want anything. All right, here's a fun fact for you. Starting in the early 1980s, pieces of telephone shaped like Garfield the cat washed up on beaches in northwest France. No one knew why. Well, in 2019, a farmer finally found a wrecked shipping crate in a cave that was spelling out the phones. Fell off a ship. All these Garfield phones. That's how they got them. Interesting. Let's see. Marlon Brando had 16 children, and it's believed he was the father of a 17th, a woman named Linda Carroll. Linda went on to have a daughter, Courtney Love. So it's possible Marlon Brando and Courtney Love are related. She could be his granddaughter. Wow. I'm still back on 16 kids. Scientists think they figured out why the sound of other people's chewing annoys us so much. It can activate part of your brain that's responsible for moving your mouth and throat, even though you're not eating. So it's basically confusing your brain and feels intrusive for some people. No, I just think it's disgusting. That's just me. A man in Utah burned down his own mobile home because he wouldn't have to worry about his girlfriend moving in with him then. Police charged him with aggravated arson, a first-degree felon. Why didn't he just tell his girlfriend she couldn't move in instead of burning down the house? Remember Talking Heads, burning down the house? Maybe that's where that comes from. Odd but true, someone in Britain called the cops complaining that a neighbor sent a ghost into their home to haunt them. Police reminded them they should only call for real emergencies, and a ghost moving into your house is not a real emergency. A woman found out that her husband was living a double life when her local paper included his name in the birth announcement for another woman. Whoa. How do you get out of that? Boy, I guess at that moment, you just got to fess up and say, I screwed up. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, that's, you know. All right. Hey, we've got a whole bunch of stuff coming up for you. We're going to talk to Sister Janet Weicker in just a moment, find out how the Earth Day event, the composting event went. And then we've got Aaron Lawler and Lee Weidner from the Racine Astronomical Society. They're coming up to tell you about, all about the big public night coming up where you can look through that giant telescope at the Modine Benstead Observatory. That's straight ahead here at WRJN. Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRGN on Earth Day. Happy, happy Earth Day, everybody. It's 6:52, and Sister Janet Weicker is here, and you had a big Earth Day event. We talked about it on Friday, and Saturday was a big composting event. How did it go?
It went very, very well, beyond our expectations. Despite the cold and windy weather that we had, a group of 50-plus people gathered, and many of them were the people who had signed up to be a part of the food waste composting program, and they brought their first buckets of food scraps. And Melissa Tashin from Compost Crusader, the business that collects the food scraps and takes it to Blue Ribbon Organics, she was there, fielded questions, and one of the questions was, oh, what if this bin isn't big enough? And she said, that would be a good problem for us to have. We can get you a bigger one. They good. Have like a 96-gallon bin that people can bring their scraps. So, you know, we have the capacity at least for 50 people, and we're very we might even have more than that people signed up now because a good number of new folks signed up on Saturday. So we had people of all ages. We had families and we had older people, and it was just a real exciting event. And many of the people who had registered in advance came and they got their free stainless steel kitchen caddy. We only have enough for the first 43 people that had signed up. So most of them got theirs, and we have a few yet to distribute. So it was just an overall exciting day, hearing people, seeing people that caring for Earth and making this commitment to collect their scraps and keep them out of the landfill. And we also have seven more scholarships available in case some family would have a hard time making the $25 fee for the service. So if they would just contact the RIC office or through Zero Waste Racine, and just contact us and we can get that sorted out for them.
Do you remember the first? Do you remember the first Earth Day?
I was a student at UW Madison, and I remember celebrating there.
I was in high school in 1970, and it was actually a teach-in. It really wasn't like it is today. It was a teach-in where you were supposed to have classes under, you know, outside, learn about the Earth, and we did that. Now, we had 970 people in our class. We had 4,000 in the school.
Wow.
So we took turns getting out. We had to sit on the football field. We had to sit on the grounds. And we had speakers in the auditorium. So we kind of, once you learned under the trees, then you went in the auditorium and heard the speakers. And then the other people came out because there was a lot of people. And we spent the entire day doing that. And I remember loving it. I didn't never heard of this before because it was, you know, 1970. It was the first one. And I just remember saying, "This, what a great day I just had." We sat under the trees. We learned. And then we had speakers talk about the Earth, the planet Earth, inside the auditorium. It was a great
day. Activities always get one involved and make you remember. You know, out at the Equal Justice Center, we even named one of our animals after Nelson, who started, Senator Nelson, who started Earth Day. Yeah.
So what's the
animal? So hands-on learning.
What do you name the animal, Gaylord or just Nelson?
we actually named him Gaylord. Oh, it was an alpaca.
Well, that's just great. I'm glad the composting event went very well. Now, do you have any other events scheduled, or you just do this for the Earth Day week?
Well, that was just for this week. And what we're hoping for is, you know, this is on the north side of Racine. People are saying, well, why don't we have a drop-off site on the south side? Well, if we get enough interest and we find a suitable site for the bin, it would make it easier for the people either on the west side of Racine or on the south side to have a drop-off site for over there. And I remember, you know, our long-range goal, wouldn't it be great? We're saying, join the movement of composting food waste. And the goal would be, is we have 31,000 households in Racine. And in the grant we wrote, we said, we would like to have 80% of those families and households composting food waste in 5 years. So it's a great goal.
Sister,
so we our next event, we saved our signs, and we want to use them again when we kind of initiate a second site. So
that's a good
program.
That's really recycling. You save the signs for next time. That's recycling, right?
Right. And the signs were made out of recycled cardboard from, I think it was a washing machine that someone just got new.
Really? Oh, yeah, the cardboard from the washing machine box. Yeah.
Yes.
See, we used to play in those. We didn't. We loved it when somebody got a new washing machine or refrigerator in town. We used to take the box and make a fort out of it. That was great. Sister Janet Weicker, you were invited here anytime you have an event coming up you want to talk about. You let us know first here at WRJN, okay?
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. What a great event. I'm glad it worked out well. Superb. I love it. All right. What do I got for you here? I got something. Yes, we have to talk about Hospice Alliance. Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Weather.org. For today, increasing cloudiness with a high near 65. All right, that sounds better than the freezing temperatures we have this weekend. Cloudy chance of showers tonight, lows around 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 67. Right now, 42 degrees and sunny. It's gorgeous. Coming up in a few minutes, we're talking about not Earth per se, but what's beyond Earth. Talking about what's up there in the sky with Aaron Lawler and Lee Widener. And it's all about the Racine Astronomical Society and the public night they've got coming up, where you can actually look to that big telescope at the Modine Benstead Observatory in Yorkville. That's straight ahead.